Verity. Verity is a formidable figure, so I'm rather nervously going to disagree with something she's just said already. It's a whiff of controversy. She asked you to turn your mobile off. I think she may have meant turn your ringtones off.
Oh, because, I didn't mean that.
Because she's agreeing with me. What a relief. Because if you're into Twittering, or rather tweeting, and after all, we are a room of consenting adults, so perhaps you are, the Twitter address is here. And I am going to attempt, for those of you who like to do such things, I'm going to attempt to keep up with the Twitter feed and see if I can bring it into the conversation if relevant. So there's the Twitter address, if that turns you on. Excellent. So welcome to this first session of the day, What Businesses Really Want from the Arts. As Verity kindly said, I'm Deputy Chairman of ENO, and so I help there with fundraising, and so we are constantly petitioning businesses, and I will have some observations on this, but luckily we also are going to hear from four businesses. We have three of them here on the stage. I'll introduce them by name in a minute, but we also have one virtually with us on video. Now, just to paint a quick picture, arts and business, one of the great things they do is they're very good on the statistics, and I'm sure you follow it on their website and their various publications through the year. The picture is that business investment in the arts, the most recent annual figures, is down 11%, and that's the third year of decrease. Cash sponsorship and donations, in particular, were down. But on the other hand, in-kind sponsorship and corporate memberships were up. Maybe something there to think about. Financial services remained the biggest contributors, but they have been declining, understandably, quite rapidly. So two or three observations of my own before we hear from people who really know what they're talking about. The first would be that in the work I try and help with ENO, I'm finding that with CSR objectives in businesses, which obviously when you're approaching a business, you need to know if they have CSR objectives and what those CSR objectives are. I'm finding arts is something that a lot of businesses really are not very interested in. They're not finding it's a trendy enough subject for them. If it's got green associated with it, poverty, they might well be after it. But arts is a much harder sell. And I think it's very important that when we're articulating our pitch, CSR pitch to companies, we make them understand. And this is not a comprehensive list, you will have better suggestions, and I look forward to your contributions, because I should have said earlier, after we've heard from our guests, we'll want your questions. And you know how it is with questions. Nobody puts their hand up to ask the first one, and then with 2 minutes left, everybody's hands are up. So don't be shy, go for it. I'll be interested to hear your answer. Not a comprehensive list here, but you know, the way in which we bring forward new talent and young talent, I think, is a fantastic CSR objective, which feeds into, as we know, not just the cultural life of the country, but the economic life of the country. The second thing that I think we have very strongly on our side is education. And the third thing is diversity. And I think all of those hit CSR objectives very, very well. And maybe others you'd like to contribute. My second observation would be that where it's a question of having a relationship with the business and the corporate membership scheme, I think that all too often those corporate membership schemes, somebody senior in the company will enter into them, and then they're left on a Friday afternoon desperately scrabbling around trying to get people to take tickets for an event or go to a particular show or whatever. And I think, you know, once you have a corporate membership scheme, it's incredibly important to make it work. And I think we, the arts organisations, have to work with our partner, not leave it to them. We need to give them the tools to market it inside their company. Many of us now have got digital, we've got our websites, we've got digital marketing tools that we can make available to them to publicise it within their own company, and I think that's something we often forget. And my third point would be, this may seem an odd thing to say this morning, unemployment yesterday hitting 2.5 million, but some critical parts of the economy are recovering quite fast. You know, big companies, FTSE 100 and FTSE 250 companies, have reduced their headcount. They've reduced their debt, they've put up their profitability, and they're beginning to pay larger dividends. So these companies actually have money. But, as we know heard from the statistics, their contribution to the arts is still declining. We, the arts sector, have got to reverse that. We've got to clock the fact that they now have, I would say, more disposable money than they had 3 or 4 years ago. But it's declining, and that's something we have to think about and work about how to reverse it. So Let me introduce the members of the panel to you. And first, just here on my right, is Helen Ellis, who's Head of Corporate Responsibility and Community Relations at Prudential UK. Then we have Mike Harris, who's General Manager Northern Europe SVP Worldwide. Now, hiding behind those koi, that koi acronym is in fact the Singer Sewing Machine Company. That's what it is. And much more besides, no doubt, Mike will tell us. And thirdly, we're delighted to welcome Tricia Thompson, who's Head of Support and Arts at SMI, The Bigger Picture, which is your programme for linking to the arts. And then on video, we have Mara Wynne Moon, who's Head of Cultural Sponsorship at HSBC, the bank. She couldn't be here today. And we're going to divide our conversation initially into two parts, which is, first, how do you win a deal with a business? And secondly, how do you make that deal work? So let's take how do you win a deal with a business. And if we could look at the first clip, please. This is Mara Wynne Moon of HSBC. How do you win a deal?